Someone once said, the only way out of a trial is through it. We oftentimes want to bypass and go around the trials. We think we can do without them. The biblical author James even implies that we sometimes cut steadfastness off. We don't let it run its complete course through our lives. And when we do that, we lose. We lose time because the lesson will eventually be learned, but it could have been learned a lot sooner. A father doesn't attempt to spank his son, and on the very first swat, the son jerks out of the way, to which the father replies, "Well, I guess you got out of that one." Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are studying the book of James. James chapter 1, verse 4 says, "And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." What does James mean that the full effect of steadfastness is perfection and completeness? The word used for complete is an interesting word. It's the idea to be whole in all the parts. Letting steadfastness run its full course brings maturity and soundness step by step and day by day to every part, every aspect of your life. So can I encourage you today to count your trials as joy because of this? Because you know that God is working to grow your faith and love and steadfastness in Him. A Christian doesn't just want a little bit of faith and a little bit of grace. He or she wants as much as they can stand in every part of their life. And if you're in a trial right now, obviously God thinks you could use the increase. And so walk with Him day by day. As you pray today, please remember Dennis Lopez and his family, our missionaries in Honduras. Also, remember the Bicol Southern Sorsogon LifeWord broadcast heard in the Philippines.